This week, the Bush administration has been blasting Senator Kerry for a quote in the Sunday New York Times. The Democratic presidential candidate reportedly said he wants the U.S. to get to where terrorists are not the focus of our lives, but are a nuisance. At a so-called town hall meeting in Milwaukee, Vice President Cheney asked the audience to think about Kerry's quote.
When was it that terrorism was just a nuisance? And I look back at our history and I ask the question, say, well, let's see, was that in the spring of 1983 when terrorists took out our embassy in Beirut and killed several of our people, including our CIA station chief?
Spokespeople for the Kerry campaign say the senator's comments are being taken out of context. Kerry aides also say the president briefly said this year that the U.S. cannot win the war on terror. The vice president also took several friendly questions from the Milwaukee audience. One man asked about the, quote, hatred coming from the Bush campaign's political opponents. Lynn Cheney asked her husband if she could reply to the man and said she encourages her grandchildren to develop a sense of indignation. Mrs. Cheney told a story about her 10-year-old granddaughter.
And she was coloring on the floor with one of her friends, and somebody was on television just wailing away on Dick. And the friend said to Katie, ooh, he is saying some pretty awful things about your grandpa. And Katie said, ah, don't worry about it, he's nuts.
As the Cheneys left the stage, they walked past reporters. We tried to ask our own question about U.S. troop deaths in Iraq.
Mr. Cheney, we just lost another soldier in Iraq this week. Wisconsin just lost another soldier.
How many more? How are you?
The vice president just moved on to the next person in line. About 100 Kerry supporters gathered outside the vice president's event. A man named Jeff held a sign that suggested Cheney lied about the need to go to war in Iraq.
And now that the rationale has been completely, thoroughly debunked, he's still talking WMD. He's still clinging to that fantasy of his.
The fight over Iraq and other issues resumes at the final Kerry-Bush debate Wednesday night. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.